Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Drum.
Ah! Well, is it already over? How do I sound? Anybody want to give me a... All right. Sitting here in this nice red studio, you know. But anyway, good evening. And prayers and blessings to all of you. I'm kind of warm today. Snow melting, you know. I don't know how it is where you're at, but kind of warmed up and I'm ready for a little warm. Man, that cold air was, not only was it a cold, but it was expensive. You know what I mean? I mean, really expensive. But here we are. Today, snow's melting, all muddy. Probably where you're at, there's rivers. And hope you're all doing fine. You know, a lot of things, you know, kind of want to talk about. I try to keep it on our issues, but sometimes outside issues affect us deeply. And we have, you know, like I said, we have Indians that are totally American-minded, but they don't realize it. They think, yeah, I'm an Indian, you know. Like Wayne showed me a link today of how Biden, you know, making a rule to help Indians with their language, you know, given more respect for the language. You know, these Indians, thank you, Obama. Oh, you're just so sweet. You're just so sweet. I'm not Obama, Biden. Oh, Biden, you're just so sweet. Look what you do for us in our language. You know, when you know what? This is our country. For Christ's sake, it ain't for them to come and have sympathy for us or what. This is our country. Don't those natives see that? Anyway, you know, a lot of stuff like that I want to talk about because our people need to get up off their butt and realize where they're at. They're not in America. There's no such thing as American at all. Whatsoever. So don't think they're doing you any favors, you know. I mean, I have a bro. We went into the Marine Corps at the same time. We didn't go to the Marine Corps because we were patriotic people. I mean, we was running from the law, let me tell you. Me, him, and my other brother. That's why we went in. We didn't go in because we were patriotic people. You know, the law. Well, those guys, they had them busted. Me, I was on flight, in flight, like they call it. And their way out of it was joining the Marine Corps. And I had already got draft papers and stuff like that, so my mind was already, you know, if you get drafted, you go to the Army and all that, you know. So this was, of course, during Vietnam and all that. So yeah, I'll go over there and sign up for the Marine Corps, and I won't have to go overseas. I'll just stay here in the U.S. and anyway, went in there and talked to him, blah, 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 lie, lie, lie. Anyway, that's how I got it. It wasn't because I was patriotic, but my bro, getting back to my bro, now, years later, I noticed, you know, he's been living away in Georgia, far away, and running with Americans. And I guess in that world, if Americans know you're in the military, they really give you, you know, pats on the back and all that stuff, you know. So he likes to brag about it, and he puts all this Marine Corps stuff on his page. I kind of scolded him. I don't know what he think about it, you know, but I know him all my life. Anyway, we'll talk a little further, and we'll go on and, with different issues. But, you know, I just wanted to kind of put that on the mind when we take off, you know, about the problem our people have. And be careful. Remember, all of you, when I turn your line on and we can hear everything you do. So please do me a favor. No mumbling around. Keep an eye on you know, what's going on here, because once you say one thing or make a noise, you're interfering with somebody else. I mean, I should play back some of this noise that we pick up from you guys out there opening candy wrappers, scratching butt, and everything else that goes on, you know. You know, I mean, we hear everything. We hear, ooh, really scratching it, you know. So please keep an eye on that. When I got you on, everything you do coming out. So I don't mean coming out of the toilet. I mean coming out on the sound waves. Let me set that clear, you know. But, you know, hey, Tahashi, you're there,
Yeah, I've been listening all the time. I've been listening to what you're saying.
Okay. Well, let me let you take it over right now, and we'll get back where we were, okay? Go ahead, Tahashi.
Aho.
Wana.
Aho. I was going to say a prayer, and we'll get this show started. Some Pankia on a Tunkasla Pesit Trochakun Kinajim, the Yuhila, Yuski Monkey Chunkok, the Ahoich Chapel, left at the Tunkasla. You haun Shunkila, the Tunkasla, a chin, exchange chash on Hunke Tunkasla, Okaki, Yu, Moni Punko, Mushunkila, Potunkasla, 20 Okabla, Wau, Elkish, Nunko Tunkasla, at you haunki up the Tunkasla, exchange chash apelo, Mushunkila, Po, how mitakias.
Oh, Ostello. One word I wanted to mention in the prayer, you know, for those of you, he said, Yunshkia. And, you know, that's really kind of it's a good word for you to be happy and, you know, and, be grateful and all that. Maybe Toshi could give you a better interpretation of that word.
You know, Yuski means Yuski, that, Yuski means that we're all, you know, give us some happiness and some good health, good life. So everybody enjoys it. That means that all of us come to a, a, a meeting of great minds and be happy. We chose Ani, you know, be happy for each other, with each other. That's what it means.
A
single word is
and
big meaning.
And that's why being here with us tonight, Wayne, Philip, and those who tune in and tune in around, you know, that's something to, you know, just that makes me happy that you're here and makes everybody happy when I think of all the years we've been doing this radio show. And I mean, quite a few years now, you know. And, you know, that's why when Lakota makes commitment, it's a commitment, you know. I don't see how people make commitments and don't keep them. When I first was asked to do this show, you know, I had another radio show called Res King International, and it's a fun radio show, you know. It was open, you know, and everything, we enjoyed it, and they asked me to do this AIM radio show. So I kind of didn't want to do it because I didn't want to cut myself short because, you know, I like to open the doors. You know, everybody's welcome. So I mentioned this to them. I said, you know, you don't want me to do this because, you know how I am. Oh, that's cool. Blah, 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 blah. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. You know, and all that. So you know, make a song about that, huh?
There you go, man.
With that, but.
Yeah.
But, so I did it, you know, and after prayer. And then here comes later on. They kind of want to control who comes on and who don't come on. It don't work that way. I don't care. I have white guys on here. I have black guys, you know. I have people from all over the world come on here. Some people didn't even had Russians on here, you know, had to use interpreters. From Iran. One time we had a show from Iran. That's funny because what are you guys doing? We're working on the nuclear project out here. It's supposed to be top secret, but here on this radio show where we get live action, they're doing nuclear project over there in Iran. You know, the Russians are helping them, you know, build nuke in Iran, you know. So it was funny, you know. So we get, you know, we get inside information because people, you know, they, you know, around the world, I don't care what tribe you are. You go around the world, they're going to have high respect for you. So with that being said, when you do go around the world, I hope that you go out there and represent our people in a good way, not showing how big of a drunk you are, how big of a pothead you are, or how big of an American you are, how college graduated you are, using big fancy words. You know, I mean, go out there being like us right now, the way we are tonight, the way we communicate here, you know, the way me and Tanshi communicate. That's how you got to be out in the world. And they love that about our people. And we, you know, we laugh a lot. You know, we have lots of humor. That's what people like about us. And they know we speak the truth. They know we're telling the truth. Because we're over here in what they call America, and people calling us Americans, we're not over here saying, oh, America is so great, so beautiful, so this and that, you know. Well, this country is beautiful. It is great. But that ain't because it's America. It's because of us, me and you. All of his indigenous people, natives, Lakotas, Apaches, all the tribes, what made this continents, north and south, beautiful. We kept everything right. We kept everything beautiful. You know what gets me mad is how the Washitu just murders everything in its way. You know, we used to have jaguars all across America, up this side, you know. Talk about America. She got me whooped here. She, here, slap me, Tonshi. You know.
The you fatherland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. This land had, we had those California condors all over, the biggest flying birds here, North, South America, you know. And people, I hear so much bullshit. Oh, the condor and the eagle meet. You know, that's baloney. We've been this way since the beginning of time. It's those new way people. Oh, and the condor and the eagle meet. We're going to have, you know, we did that already. What the hell are they that far behind in their damn brain? You know? You know what I mean?
Yes, when
the condor and the eagle meet, we're going to have people. Should we bend that way? You know, but these new way people, I'll say Facebook made them.
Facebook made these people.
Since they got off Facebook, they started coming up with all their new native indigenous logics, you know. But us Lakota, and not just us, but other tribes that lived in our traditional spiritual ways for 100,000 years, been knowing this all the time. Go ahead, Toshi. What was he going to say?
You know, this, if you look at it, you know, think about what America stands for. You know, look at in 200 years, you know, he was just talking about the condor and the eagle. You know, those birds went extinct because the Washitu wanted their animal, which is the cow, to dominate. They wanted to, after they killed all the buffalo and all the natural animals here that we lived with and lived on. We ate these animals. There was a connection between us and them. And they knew that what we had to do. But when the Washitus came, look at what they did. They squared off everything and said, this is my land. This is, get out of here. They'll kill you if you go to that little square they fenced off, you know. And the destruction they did to all the natural animals. They put us all on reserves, so-called reservations. Ours is prison camps. All the natural animals. Look at what they're doing to these coyotes, these wolves. All these things that we lived with for hundreds of thousands of years. And then now they're extinct. And yet,
you know what?
When they show up in the housing area, what do? They kill these animals. they're going to cause this. They're going to cause that. They're doing this. They're doing that. You know, just like us Indians.
Check this out.
At one time, we had to get permission. Yeah.
Just the other day, you know, a leopard,
yeah,
a clouded leopard. Come on now. A clouded leopard got away from Dallas Zoo. And it was, you know, he didn't get away. Somebody cut his cage or whatever. And he got out. A clouded leopard isn't a big leopard. It only weighs like 25, 30 pounds. But because it escaped or got away from the zoo, you know, away from its habitat. It was in a cage with its sister, you know, and he got away. The Washita, what did they do? They freak out. They call the SWAT team, the drones, and everybody to hunt this little bitty leopard down. And I was looking at the comments. These white people said, "Oh, I hope he don't hurt a human, you know. I hope it don't hurt nobody." Well, what about him? He's only 25 pounds. A woman's bigger than him, you know.
Yep.
Why is she worried about what he gonna do to her? And this poor little leopard, they found him, but he was just asleep in another tree. He didn't run away. Went a little ways away and crawled up, you know. But you see how they get, and they're doing that to the mountain lion. They're doing that to the bear. They only allow 5,000 bears. They only allow 3,000 mountain lions. They only allow this and this and this. And they only allow 5 million Indians. So there's 5 million registered Indians like dogs, you know. The rest of the Indians that ain't registered, like Mexicans and other indigenous, they should be happy they're not numbered like us. But with that being said, they should be joining in with us to fight this system that's destroying and trying to make us extinct, like they do everything else, like Toshi said. They want to tear everything up we got. They want to ruin everything in this country that's of value. That's why there's no more jaguars. There's one jaguar they got. He's running around Arizona, and they're watching him like a hawk. The minute he steals a chicken, they're going to shoot him.
And chickens don't even move here. Yeah. Chickens ain't even from around here. You know, that's from China, see? And that's the thing. Anything they import, and they could con their people into eating, which is probably unhealthy as hell to a lot of people. But yet they want to mass produce it and shove it in everybody's face. Oh, it's good for you. Just like this cows, you know. And now they're saying that heart attacks, all this stuff is associated with these cows that they pushed on us. Squared plates off. Oh, I got cattle. Look at what they did. Look at all the destruction they caused in 200 years. And that's America. See? And all these people are proud to be American. Me, myself. I'm ashamed to be American. Especially with these indigenous people in these other countries that are left alone. Look at what they're doing down in the jungles down there. Oh, these tribes, they've never been in contact. They're trying to get in there. You know, a simple disease could wipe them out like they did us over here. They know that. And they're doing these things, trying to get pictures of them, trying to see how they did that here, the destruction they created in 200 years. It blows my mind. And and we're all paying the price for this. You know, Native Americans would be like Lakotas. Keep telling them, but they don't listen. You know, and there's a price that's got to be paid for that. You know, when you dig up the earth, you dig into the earth and you take things out and you don't replace it. You know, what do you think is going to happen? Something's got to fill that. It don't matter how deep it is. Something is going to give. These Washichus don't think about that. Because of a piece of paper called money, they use that to do, you know, to control all these people. That's not how it should work. So in 200 years, just think of what the Washichus did when they came here, the Europeans. You know, why ain't they European American? Why are we Native American? We're not Americans. Like I say, I'm a Lakota, you know?
Hey, Tarashi, they call those ones from India, they say Indian Americans, and then they call people over here American Indians.
You know, it's crazy, you know? Like you always say, Tarashi, invasive species. You know, when you put an invasive species in an area, they don't care. They take over the whole thing. They don't care what they kill, what they eat. That's what they are. You know, and look at the water now. You know, we're having a lot of rain down here. But yet the contamination in that water that flows. You go in there, you're going to get sick. You know, you can't. You know, it wasn't that long ago. Toshi, you remember this? Back home, these creeks, we could swim in them. We could drink water out of them.
Yeah.
Now we can't even do that, you know? And that's what in 50 years, 70 years that they did this? You know, putting all their,
well,
their hospital waste and all everything.
You know, like Rosebud Dam when I was a little boy. Man, that was the most beautiful place. We used to fish there, swim there. And within the last 20 years, my son was swimming there. Harry got sick in that Rosebud Dam, you know.
Yeah.
So they closed it down. You can't swim in there no more. And, man, why is this? Look at Oglala Dam. That's, you know. I mean, they had some big, giant catfish in there. I was there with Tom Forbear, caught a bunch of big, giant catfish there. He slapped them on the table. They had knots and tumors on their head and everything. I said, damn, you going to eat that? He said, yeah, I'll just chop the head off, you know. Tom Forbear, you know, he just said, he chopped the head off, you know. But you see, like Tanshi was saying, how they come here and they fence everything off. And this is for this and this is for that. Look at Yellowstone. Yellowstone is for those, for the animals. How them animals know where the border's at? You know? I was driving down there in West Yellowstone, and there's a bunch of buffalo running down the road. So they had all kinds of cops out there trying to run them back into Yellowstone. You know, and they had rifles and everything. They, you know, these cops, and I was looking at them, you know. I mean, that's the buffalo's homeland, all that. But just because Washichu fence it, you know. But you see, they did that all across, wherever they go. I was looking in Africa, how the Washichu went down there and made those parks and fenced off those parks. So lions and all that, they have to be in the park, you know, or they kill them.
Yep.
And they're just like India, the same way in India. Those are supposed to be people of color, but they let the Washichu influence them where they have a park just for the tiger. You know, you might think this is crazy, but Russia's the only one don't give a shit. They got Siberian, those big white giant tigers, just running all over the east over there. They don't got a fenced in, you know. You know, I mean, as a matter of fact, they was over there praying for them tigers over there that they come back because they started going extinct because when they were going leaving other countries and other people are trying to kill them and shoot them and all this stuff, you know. We have beautiful relatives on this earth. Beautiful. Those Siberian tigers are beautiful. These jaguars are beautiful. I crack up because those jaguars are the only cat that can jump in the water and get it on with a crocodile and drag that crocodile out the water and eat it. Not even a lion can do that, you know. And we have beautiful relatives. There are relatives in the ocean. They got big, you know, and they only have a few hundred giant blue whales left on this earth. Why is that? Why is that? Because they go out there and slaughter this stuff, you know, and
speaking of that, you know, these whales and stuff. You know, this is how dumb, stupid the Washichu is. Everything that was waste, byproducts of the shit they were doing, they were thrown into the ocean, into the water. Oh, it's never going to affect us. Now it is affecting us. You know, that's what's killing a lot of these animals off. There was a whale that they found dead, and they looked in the gut and had something like 5 tons of plastic inside of its system. You know.
About 10 years ago, they got some nuclear waste, put it in containers, and dropped it off in the ocean outside of Long Beach someplace, you know, like, you know. They're stupid, wicked people, man. They, you know, I mean, I hate to talk bad on, you know, over here. But, you know, they're the kind of people that will shit on their own face.
Yep. You know,
and not say nothing of it.
Tushy, these people probably don't know it, but right off the coast here of Santa Rosa, this area down here, there's a ship graveyard, they call it. But all these ships that they decommissioned and they no longer have use for them, they put all kinds of waste, nuclear, all kinds of waste on these ships, and they take them out and they sink them. See, just because they're not in eyesight doesn't mean it's not pollutant. See, they don't think like that. See, they do that. They sink these ships, and instead of taking them apart and recycling or whatever it is, they'd rather take them out and sink them into the ocean with a bunch of nuclear waste, all kinds of waste on them, thinking that it's gone. You know, that's how stupid the Washichu is.
Hey, Wayne and Philip, you know, I know last week Philip, Philip was over there saying, unmute or something. I mean, I don't read my emails till 2 or 3 days later, so don't even bother with that, you know?
Okay.
Don't try to text me because I use the phone for the show. But you guys ain't muted. What makes you think you're muted? So you're unmuted, but you just need to. And when you do come on, I hear you. Last week, I heard you came in, made a comment, and you kind of squeezed in between Bimber and I said, yeah, push him out the way. Go ahead, Philip. But then you backed out. you got your shoulder in, but then you backed out again, you know? So Bimber went off again. But I like it, you know? I mean, I want, I don't want to spite or nothing like that, but, you know, I mean, don't hesitate, you know. Don't hesitate. If you want to say something, say it. Don't worry about the feedback you might get from it either. Just be strong. You know what I mean? Because you guys, you know, Wayne and Philip, you know, and whoever else comes on here, I appreciate it. And you got opinion too, and you have logic. Yeah.
Push it. Just tell them to keep it tight. You know, that's all you gotta do.
Keep it tight. Yeah. Yeah.
Because something else.
That's right. That's why when Bimber goes home, his jaw's ache from keeping his jaws tight, trying to keep everything tight. You know? His jaw. He says, "Woo, made it through there." But one thing before we go any further, I wanted you guys to think about something. You know, my brother, he's Kusha right now, you know, so him and his wife, I think they got COVID, November.
Yeah, and, they got COVID.
And, you know, they're old people. And I feel bad for my brother, you know. I know he's going to be all right. But, you know, I just want, you know.
Keep him in your prayers.
He's always with us on this show. People probably don't hear him much, but he said, you know, he's on the show and he says some crazy stuff, you know. Sometimes you guys don't know it's him saying it, you know. But, you know, he's the older guy and he's been through hell. He's my older brother. And you know, we grew up in relocation, but he Sundanced. He still has a grasp of the language better than me. And you know, we need to keep these people in our prayers, these older people. And he probably don't want me calling them old because he's, but you know, he's my older brother and he taught me how to swim. You know, he taught me how to swim. He threw me in Hollenback Lake in L.A. And when I try to swim to get to the shore, he threw rocks at me, so I don't get. So I had to learn how to swim.
Speaking of that, when I told him that he was old, he told me, "Shit, you guys ain't too far behind me, so don't go there." He told me.
You know, You know how he taught me how to ride a bike? Put me on a two-wheel bike on top of a hill up there in downtown L.A., right up there on 4th Street, and pushed me down that hill. Traffic and everything. And I'm like 5 years old. Ah, I'm hauling ass down that hill, having to miss cars. I was forced to be Evel Knievel, you know. And then I had to turn left. And every way, the only way out of the whole deal was turning left. So it took a long time for me to learn how to turn right, because I only learned how to turn left because that's the way I had to turn to get out from getting wiped out going down the hill. But that's how my brother, he made me a fast learner. I remember he put me on the roof and gave me a bucket full of rocks. He said, get on that roof, that garage roof. He said, we're going to have a rock fight.
Oh, God.
He put me on the roof with a bucket of rocks, but he's down at the bottom and got all the rocks. He got the big ones and all the ones. And my brother, you know, in school, they used to say, they said he had a slingshot arm. They said he had a slingshot arm because he could throw rocks way up in the sky. And so can you picture, and I don't want to hit him because if I hit him, I'm getting an ass kicking. So I'm throwing rocks back at him. But he said, quit being a pansy, you know. he wants me to throw them at him, you know. And he's winging these big rocks right past my ear, man. I want to get off that roof, but I had to wait and endure, you know. But you see, he taught me how to live life. I remember this big Washichu guy beat me up, you know, big dude. His name was Bobby Bomb, of all the names, Bomb, Bobby Bomb. And there he said, come on over there. He said, we're going to get him. And we went over there, and I figured he's going to help me get Bobby Bomb. And he said, now you go kick his ass. I'll be right here. he just got done kicking my ass. How am I going to go and fix that problem, you know? He said, no, you're going to kick his ass. I don't care what you do, but you kick his ass. You hear that? I looked at him. I said, okay. So I went over there and told Bobby Bob, come on, blah, 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 you know, and start prancing around. And, you know, I'm smaller than him and skinny. Bobby Bob's a big dude, so I'm fast. But the only thing I could think of, there was a piece of cactus there. Boy, I ripped off a piece of cactus. I don't care if it put holes in my hand. I slapped Bobby Bomb right across the side of his face with that cactus and stuck that cactus in his face. Bobby Bomb, he took off running home, you know. And that's how I got out of my ass kicking. My brother said, see, I told you could whip his ass.
Right on,
you know.
Hell yeah.
But see, that's when you have a big brother like that, you ain't gonna lose, you know. Everything you do, better, you know. You learn how to swim, learn how to ride a bike, learn how to fight, learn everything. You know, he's right there to support you, you know. You know,
yeah.
A brutal support, but he's gonna support you, you know. And I love him to death, but just to share a little bit about him, you know. And right now, just keep him in mind. And you'll probably be back here next week, you know.
He's kind of having a tough time right now. He's having a tough time. And like I say, he'll pull through it. He's a tough old dude, you know. And like
matter,
I say, I'm...
Matter of fact, let me talk about something else that pertains to that. His woman, he took her to the hospital. Him and Bimber just had to break her out of the hospital, you know, because so Bimber and my brother, because she didn't want to be in there, and they were being mean and ornery to her, huh, Bimber?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they
so
were
you go
treating
to the
her.
Hospital, when you go to the hospital, those hospitals don't treat you nice. And, you know, and these are elderly people, you know. And the hospitals treat us bad. That's why I don't like to be in the hospital. I was in the hospital last month, or when was I? I never said nothing. I don't like, broadcasting, but I was in the hospital, and they did an aneurysm on me a couple months ago. And, man, I tell you what, I didn't like it in there, in that hospital. I was getting it on with the nurses, because they're idiots. And what cracks me up is they want you to talk English, And when you talk English, they don't even understand English, Otoshi.
They don't understand. The place she was had a bunch of Filipinos. No matter what I tried to tell them, they wanted to argue at me that they were right. Eventually, after the fourth lady showed up, she understood what I was saying. But it took four people before somebody understood what I was saying. And it was simple, but yet that's how they are. See, they don't want to listen. They want to tell you how right they are and how wrong you are. And this is what happens in these places. And me, myself, that's no place for Lakota. And man, the way they treat people, especially elderly people in these places, it's sad. It's really sad. And that's
why Indians don't want to stay in the hospital. A few years ago, I was there with this girl that helped us work. Her mom was in the hospital, so I was up there at the hospital, and her mom was there, and she didn't want to eat, So they were trying to force feed her. Why didn't she want to eat? Because she is a Lakota woman, and Lakotas, we like soup, we like beef, we like potato soup, We like that kind of stuff. They got some pasty macaroni and cheese and crap like that. And she don't want to eat it. So they start force-feeding her. And when they're force-feeding her, they have her tilted back and cramming this macaroni and cheese down her throat. She breathed some of it in, like drowned. And that stuff got in her lungs. And it caused an infection. And that's why she died. But you can't prove that. You can't fight them. You can't prove this stuff. And she got real sick, and she was crying. She wanted to go home. And so her daughters took her home. She said, I'm going to die. I'm going to die at home. So they took her home, and she died. But she died at home. And my sister-in-law, Shirley, my brother's wife, she wanted to come home on Vimber. That's
you
why
bet.
They went and got her. So Vimber and my brother, they went and nabbed her out of the hospital and brought her home, and she's happy to be in her own bed. She's still sick, but she's in her own bed. She's at home with her husband, and that's where we need to be. We can't, they put us in the hospital. We always talk about this. Vimber always says, Mazel Ska. Mazel Ska. You guys know what Mazel Ska means now? Philip, Wayne?
It means money.
Mazel
White man's
Ska.
Money, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, money.
Right. Maza is iron. Ska is white. Maza is metal, like metal, like Maza. But because back in them days, it wasn't the money. It was the gold, huh, Tashi?
Yeah, that's what
that's
it was.
That's why they call it Maza Ska, because it was all about gold, Metal, white metal, and that's what the murders and genocide was all about. They wanted us out because we had all the gold. The Lakota is the most richest people on earth because we have the gold in the Black Hills. But we, our people, it didn't mean for us like what it means to them. They kill for gold. Look at diamonds. Diamonds, another form of a rock. They're wakan. They're sacred things, but they're not meant to be like money. They're meant to be spiritual. but they turned it around and made it worth value where they kill over it, you know. You know, we have all this stuff. You know, that's why they have the Washichu takes all our beautiful things and uses them for money. You know, rubies, emeralds, all these things. But indigenous people, these are just sacred things, not meant to be money, you know. But that's how they are. And these hospitals and everything out there is about Madaska. And you know, we have to think about that, you know. Life ain't meant to be that way. If I can cure you, if I have a gift to cure people, I'm supposed to do it without Mother Scott. God gives me the talent to cure you. Wakan Tanka does. I'm not supposed to charge you. You know? And this country, it's all about money. You go to other countries, they don't charge you for medical. The worst countries you can imagine. Say their name, and I tell you, you don't have to pay over there. You know? I mean, I know people that are sneaking off to Cuba to get help in Cuba. I got help in Russia. You know? I brought my MRI and all my tests from Russia back here to the hospital. They got all Nawezi and acted like I was a traitor. But, you know, the other countries have better doctors than these Americans. Americans ain't got the best doctors, you know. Damn sure they don't, you know. But they're really mean to our people when we go up there and show up. And I don't like it. I just got into it with them the other day because I have to go up because of the Ukraine war, because of Ukraine. They take IHS money and gave to Ukraine. They just gave Ukraine $30 billion. Did you hear about that? And gave them tanks. Yep. They sent a bunch of tanks over there. The U.S. and where they get this money from? And you know, I was listening to Rand Paul, that politician. And he was against sending Ukraine all this money and all that. He said, because that money, why should we give charity to a country when we're in something $1 trillion debt and all this, our people are having all these medical problems, gas prices, food prices. He said, why do we need to spend our charitable money to help another country that never did nothing for these people over here before, you know? And the other thing he said was, you know, and I believe him, you know, because he's right. The money should have came out of military. The military, if they wanna send money to Ukraine, it should come out of their budget, their military budget. If they get $100 billion budget, then $30 billion of their budget should go to Ukraine, not $30 billion of IHS money, of Medicare and Medicaid and SSI. That's where they're taking all this money out of. They're not taking it out of Trump's paycheck or all that. And even Rand Paul said, you know, if you guys want to be charitable to the Ukraine, he told Nancy Pelosi and them, why don't every one of you, you're all millionaires, why don't every one of you pitch in $1 million? 30 of you, there's $30 million to give to Ukraine. Why don't you do that? Why do you want us to pay them all this money If you're the one who wants it, why don't you dig in your own pocket? You see, it, you know, Rand Paul's one of these Republican guys or whatever. I'm not into that. But the point is, he was saying something that I was tripping on, you know. He was right. If they want to go help them Ukrainians out, why don't they dig in their own pocket? All the millionaire senators, all them, you know, they're all millionaires. They're Bushes. They're millionaires, oil people, you know. All of them, they're all into big-time money. They're millionaires. Shit, if they want to send money, they could, those rich senators could send $30 billion out of their own pocket. And, you know, they still will be eating steak, you know. But you see, that's what they do. They're taking our money, and I say ours because I have to go to IHS. And because they gave all the money from away, I can't go here to the doctor no more. When I have an appointment, I have to go all the way to Sioux Falls, you know, 250 miles away. Well, my son wants to go to the dentist. He's got to go all the way to Rapid City, 187 miles away, you know. When we have dentists here, but they only allow for 9 toothaches a day. They have operating rooms down there. They have all kinds of equipment, but they can't use it, you know. And they used to do heart surgeries down here on the res. They used to do every kind of surgeries here on the res. Not that I want them suckers digging into me, but, you know, they still did it. But now we have to travel 300 miles, 250 miles to let some, this guy that worked on me, he looked like a damn mechanic, you know, like a truck mechanic working on my ass. Shouldn't have said that, huh?
Maybe it was.
Yeah, I know you was there. Your tail started wagging right away when I said that. You know? But you see, that's why, that is the reason why all these Americans out there are, oh, Ukraine, they're so pitiful, you know. If they knew the real story, they wouldn't even get involved in that, let me tell you. And if they were over there, if they even had a witness, a clue, you know. I mean, I used to have Ukrainian friends, I tell you. I had Ukrainian friends. I was in Russia. Ukrainians live in Russia. Russians live in Ukraine. They're all one family, you know. But the minute this Ukrainian war started, what happened? The Ukrainians turned cold as ice because they're American sympathizers. They turned cold as ice, and they even started telling Russians, when you're over here, you talk Ukrainian. You don't talk. In other words, that'd be like me and Bimbo going over there to Yankton and all them, and they say, hey, you guys are over here now. You talk our dialect with the D, you know. You know what I mean? That's what they did, you know. So they made it. So if you're from Russia and you go and you're talking Russian, but you got to talk. It's all one language. It's just a different dialect. But they demand you talk in their dialect if you're over there, because the Americans made them do that. You know, what kind of crap is that? You see, that's the influence that the American has over the world in sports and everything. Like the heavyweight title, they took the heavyweight title from Muhammad Ali. He had the world title. How can they take his title when it's a world title? It wasn't an American title. But you see, that's how they are. Go ahead, Toshi.
You know, Toshi, talking about Ukraine, good example is those two brothers that were boxers that lived here in America.
Klitschko.
Yeah. and they were millionaires. They're big dogs here, I guess, in the Los Angeles area. They were behind that war from day one. That ought to tell you something about what they were doing. You know, how is it they're making a killing over here, and now they're over there starting shit, you know?
Plus, they have land in Florida. They have big mansions in Florida and Hollywood.
Yeah.
One of them, both of them probably, but one of them was married to a movie star and has a kid over here now, you know, and then dumped her and running off with something else, you know. But you see, they were in that war. In 2014, look on YouTube under Victoria Nuland and Jeffrey Pyatt and Hillary Clinton, and they tell the whole story is there of how they took over the Ukraine while Putin was in the Olympics. They waited for Putin to go host the Olympics. And while he was there, that's when they went up on them big buildings in Kyiv and started killing people down in the crowd and blaming it on Russians. But the shooters, when you look at the video, they're talking English. And Russians do not talk English. I tell you that. They don't like to talk English, you know. One of them said, hey, don't forget my camera. He left his camera over there. Grab my camera, he said, in plain English, without an accent, you know. And they were over there, and they said they already picked Victoria Nuland, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and that guy head of the United Nations at the time, Ante Moon or something, Moon, or you know his name, Philip, you know everything. Ante Moon.
No, I don't know his name.
Yeah, but he's head of the United Nations there, Ban Ki-moon. He was in on it. They picked all the leaders of the Ukraine, all the suck butts over there. They picked them and gave them positions. But they said, don't put the Klitschko in there right now. So the Klitschkos got kind of mad. But they saved the one, the older Klitschko, and they made him mayor of Kyiv, the mayor, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, they picked their leaders already. All them leaders in Ukraine, the Americans picked them. That one they called the chocolate, he was the leader the last time. Because he had a chocolate business over there, the chocolate king. He was the head of Ukraine. You know, they picked him. You know, and they did that over here to our people. When they came over here, they picked these chiefs and made them chiefs of the people. We didn't pick those chiefs. They picked those chiefs. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but one of them was Red Cloud. Where was Red Cloud during 1876 when our people was whipping ass over there on Custer? Where was Red Cloud in them? They weren't there.
Stuck in the edge
they were
the
at
white man.
Pine Ridge. Yeah, they were at Pine Ridge. You know, the real renegades were out there still.
You know, Red Cloud was one of the ones that sold us out. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, you know. And the white people, the reason why he was a chief was because the white people appointed him chief. Because he was, he loved the white man. Pine Ridge is full of half-breeds.
They said when Red Cloud died, there was only 9 people at his... when they buried them, and they were all police.
You know, the thing about it, they paid those 9 people to be there, Tanshi. They didn't choose to be there. They paid them to be there.
And then same way with Spotted Tail over there on my wrist. That's why Crow Dog killed him. You know, my great-grandpa Crow Dog. That's why they killed a spotted tail. You see, but
spotted.
They have their
evil.
Tell them about spotted tail, Toshi. What spotted tail? He was selling Indian women to the Washichu.
Yeah, he was the head of the so-called plows and horses and donkeys and whatever else, cows that they were given as rations, as reparations for the land that they were trying to steal. Well, he was supposed to be ahead of that, see, of distribution, because he claimed to be a big wig. Well, instead of giving it to these people, he would have them, you know, give their daughters up so he could sell them to the cavalry, to the white people. And then, and in the process, he stole one of Crow Dog's granddaughters. And when Crow Dog approached him and asked him, he lied right to Crow Dog's face, and Crow Dog knew. And he told him, bring my granddaughter back. Spotted Tail wouldn't do it. So the next time he came up, he confronted Spotted Tail and shot him, because he was selling Native American women to all the Washichus in Nebraska. You know, and just think of what he was doing. You know, using those commodities that were given to the people.
And why do they do this, Tarshi? They do it because the Washichu is good at dividing our people. Divide and conquer. That's what they did in Ukraine. They're doing it now. You know, they got
Ukraine
and Russia, and same way down Venezuela, Colombia, all of them, they're all one people down there. But the government divided them, but yet they all speak the same language, whether it's Spanish or what. But they got Indians down there speaking their own language, indigenous people.
You know, Trunchy,
they don't have no borders.
Yeah, Trunchy, the way it goes now is everybody is talking about Putin and his people being bad and all this other stuff. Just think of what they did to Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse. So when Washington tells you that guy's a bad man, I don't believe it at all. Mm-hmm. I have nothing against Putin, because he was willing to take my brother, Leonard Peltier, to get him out of prison.
Yes.
That's how much respect I have for that man. And any time that these Washichus try to convince me that he's a bad man, no, they did that to my grandfather's Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, Rain in the Face, Gall, all of these Tunkashilas. That's what they did to them, to get them slaughtered. They even put bounties on them. Now look at what they're doing to Putin.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe the American Washichu at all. I don't. They could go to hell. They ain't going to convince me that guy's bad, man.
What's going to happen if one day the world starts putting bounties on these American presidents and American senators? They better watch out, because you know what? They're getting mouthy to China right now. They're over there trying to show off in North Korea. They're helping South Korea show off to intimidate North Korea. They're down there in China trying to intimidate Chinese over Taiwan, you know. Then they're in the Ukraine. They're all over the world starting trouble with no money in the pocket. People think they got money. They don't have money. And some countries realize that. Gaddafi knew that. That's why they killed him, you know. Because Gaddafi was going to make it where we're not going to use that currency no more. We're going to use this currency, you know. So how long does it take for people to catch up to stupid people? It's taken them a pretty damn long time. But I tell you what, if you really think about it right now, really think about it, this country, the Washichus, fighting each other with hate. Every time they talk, they said them liberals, them this, them that, them Republicans, them Dems. That, you know, they're hating on each other. I don't understand it. They're one people, but they even divide and conquer their own self now, really bad. You know, and they're disagreeing on everything. Just like Rand Paul was telling them, he was against them sending all this over to Ukraine. And he brought up a good point about it, you know. If you want to do it, dig in your own pocket. You guys are rich. Each one of you put $1 million in and send it over there. You can do that. Don't ask the American people to do it. American people are suffering from gas, food prices. He said a dozen eggs cost $5 right now. You know, he was coming up with some stuff, you know. And he's telling the truth, you know. He didn't want to help out Ukraine. And, you know, so they're out. The Americans are fighting with each other really bad right now. Plus, the racism is bad. And it's not just white racism anymore. It's black racism. The blacks are being racist to everybody else. You know, we're the blunt of racism, the Indian, the Native American, Lakota, the Apache. We're the whole, all of them hate our ass. They look at us like damn clowns. Black people think we're, they make fun of us, you know?
Yep.
And I pity them, you know? I pity all these people. I don't hate on them, but I see how even Asians, like you said, at the hospital, how they're treating my sister-in-law, you know? Once they join that cult, that American cult, they become that cult, and you can't trust them no more. Some Indian girl on Facebook last week said, well, our people, we should all get into politics and get our people to join the police and be judges. And what the hell is she talking about? Joining them isn't helping us. It might give you a job. If you're doing it for a job, go do it. But don't say you're my buddy anymore. Because remember, Tashi, when our people become a cop, what do? They start looking at me and you out of the side of their eyes.
Yep.
You know, once they become a cop, me and Bimber are the enemy. Why? Because we're traditional. You know, they don't like it. You know, once they become a cop, a judge, or anything, they think they're better than us. And the same way with those Mexicans. You know, once they think they're American, they treat the rest of the Mexicans like trash. You know, and those Mexicans should realize they're not Mexican. They're indigenous. You know, it's so screwed up, our people. You know, and that's what I was talking about at the, you know, when I was talking about the beginning of the show, you know, how our people are really screwed up in the brain, bad. And it's hard to fix that. Just like Wayne was talking about, they're all happy because Biden, what was that Biden did, Wayne, with that language thing?
President Biden signed the law to have over the Cherokee Nation. They were celebrating because President Biden signed a law for children to have their or the schools to have their language to be placed in schools and reinforced and under review for every 5 years. And, you know, the tribal chief is over there saying, oh, great, you know, thanking President Biden for signing it in the law. Okay? That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? We should already be speaking our own dialect rather than speaking a colonial dialect on a reservation or all across the land.
The point is, why do we need permission to speak our language in the school? Those schools, first of all, we have a school, an Indian school. That's our school. Our language comes first. To talk English should be the question. Should we allow English here? You know? I mean, that should be the question. But you see how our people are? Because he's letting them have a chance to have a Cherokee language. They're all happy. Oh, look at, thank you. Thank you, Biden. You're so sweet, you know, and all that stuff, you know. I don't, you know, like I said, this country, no matter what anybody says out there, no matter what my driver's license looks like, no matter what my license plate looks like, I'm still Lakota. And I'm still from this land before they came. I'm still here. And my mind is still where it's supposed to be. And where is their minds? Where is our people's minds? I went to a tribal council meeting, Tanshi, and you know what it looked like? It looked like the Beach Boys were sitting in there. I'm serious. Looked like I went to Surf City. These Lakotas were sitting around there with short hairdos, parted on the side, combed over. Some of them had a little spike here, wearing tennis shoes, wearing short sleeve pullover shirts. You know, these are Lakotas. You know?
That's shameful as hell.
None of them talking Lakota. And they're making the laws for our people. And right now, that's why, you know, 20 years ago when we had a storm, the older Lakota leaders would go door to door. How's your propane? Do you need propane? We're having a storm coming. You got firewood? And they would deliver stuff to you. But they don't do that no more. They say, you know, when I didn't have firewood, did you fill out an application? You know,
Tanshi, that goes back to like what I was saying. When a leaser of your land has more right than you as a landowner on Indian land, that's Washichu again, see? We can't even go on our own land and get firewood anymore. And then here's our people that's supposed to be leaders sitting there asking you for application. And that's what they ask you if you're going to go on your own land to cut firewood. They want you to fill out an application.
You go out there where those Washichus are leasing our land. Those Washichus are leasing our land and running cattle. Go out there and look. There's thousands of trees, dead ones, laying all over by the creek beds and all that. And when you go over there, start to cut, they'll bitch.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Some Lakota and Rocky Ford got into it with a ranger over there telling them they couldn't be over there. And the ranger lied and said they pulled a gun on them.
That
guy got the feds in and took their ass to jail. You know, and he made a lie. That's all they got to do is lie. If you go out there and say, hey, they pulled a gun on me. You know, that's it. You see, this country's like that. You see, they busted a Washichu kid for killing four people in Idaho a while back. And now they already got this poor guy guilty. This guy, they don't have no evidence on this guy, but the press and all the comments, oh, he's guilty, I'm glad they caught him blue. Well, what if he ain't the guy? They send him up the river, and the real guy is still walking amongst them and starts killing more of them stupid people, you know? And then those kids that died, every week the cop was down there for reports of them making loud music. And when the cops go telling them to turn the music down, they get out mouth, oh, I got rights. We're doing this. I blah, 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 you know. And they were asking for trouble. Now, I don't know who the hell chopped them up, but it don't matter to me. I feel bad when that stuff happens. But the point is, you invite stuff. When you open your door to drugs and alcohol, then you gave up the sanctuary of having a peaceful sleep because they were asleep and someone went in and chopped them up. And the guy they got doing this is some big kid. I mean, to me, whoever did this had to have a Rambo kind of mind. In other words, he had to have been skilled in a knife and be able to go on two separate floors and kill four people, three women, and one of them was a young, physically healthy man, and he chopped them up, and they said he left DNA on a knife case. Like he left a knife case. That's bullshit. and they found DNA on the button of the knife sheath. Well, a button. What touches a button? Your finger. There should have been a fingerprint, not DNA. But you see,
yep.
When they choose you're guilty, like Leonard Peltier. You can't
there
have
you go.
These people against you. Because once they start lying, and now one of them said, yeah, I seen the killer. He walked through, and he had bushy eyebrows. Now everybody's coming out with their 15 seconds of fame stuff. Oh, yeah, he asked me out. I went out with him one night, and he's strange. He said I had baby-making hips, you know. And they're throwing all this smut on this kid. Well, I look at this kid. He ain't no damn Rambo. It took a Rambo to kill these people, you know. But
yeah.
Because they don't like him for some reason, and I knew that when he first got this case, they couldn't figure out who did it. I said, you know what they're going to do? They're going to find a scapegoat. Or maybe one of the judge's sons did it. Maybe a senator's kid did it. Or maybe a senator did it himself while he was drunk. Maybe one of them did it. So rather than go through all that embarrassment, they get some young dork and say he's Rambo and he did that and whip out some bogus information on him following his South Tower piece like he was around the area. He lived 8 miles away. How? What's wrong with driving around the area? What's wrong with being up 4 in the morning? What's wrong with, you know, what's wrong with turning your cell phone off? You know, said he turned his cell phone off. I turn my cell phone off too, damn it, you know, sometimes, you know. They said he is mean to women. He argued with women. Well, how many arguments do I get with women, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah. The way they do things, they point somebody out like they did Leonard. See, that's why I said there's two guys in Rapid City that went to court, all white jury, found them not guilty for reasons of self-defense because the feds start shooting at them first. Why couldn't they use that in North Dakota? Because these Washichus needed a scapegoat. That's the reason why Leonard's in prison to this day. This is how they do things. See, that guy probably is a real Unshika, pitiful. His mother and father are probably real Unshika, probably live on food stamps. That's why they're doing that, see. They don't look at that rich white guy over there that probably did it. But they found a scapegoat, a good scapegoat because of their lifestyle, because they're poor, see. This is what they do. This is how they've been doing it for years and years. Look at how they treated the Native Americans, all Indians, throughout the United States. Took all our food away. Took everything away from us. Look at our ancestors. You know, walking down, they were all hungry, so they go to this church. They were having a Christmas party. All this food. And this chief went up there and asked if they could share their food because their kids were hungry. And these Washitos told him, get out of here. You ain't Christian. You're savages. You guys are the devil. That's how these Washitos are, see? They find a scapegoat, and they don't let go of it. The guy is already convicted. He's already in the lecture chair, and he don't know it. They'll find anything and everything to convict that dude. And he probably didn't even do it. And years down the line, they will find a killer. But by then, his politician father or whatever has all these excuses why, you know, he shouldn't be convicted. You know, statute of limitations. They say there's no statute of limitations on murder, but there is to these rich white people. You know, that's the way it works. So this guy's probably an Unshika dude. You know, probably pitiful in that whole area, and that's why they're picking on him and his parents. They can't afford the top-notch mouthpieces like Trump has and all these millionaires. See, that's why when what's the name, Trump had told people he could go down to New York and on the main street down there shoot somebody, and they won't even touch him. And they'll find him. Not, that's the truth. He's telling the truth. This is how it works. That college, whoever he was, he probably wasn't. He probably was just a runner. He probably visited the place and drank a few beers with them at one time and had it off. That's why they put his DNA there. There's all kinds of DNA in there because of what was going on. Like Tanshi said, they were inviting this stuff. And now they got the scapegoat.
You can walk in Walmart and bump into somebody by accident, and their hair could fall on you or anything, and you can get their DNA on you, and you can take their DNA home with you, or your DNA could go home with them. What if your DNA's on them and they get killed out, and your DNA, and just because you bumped into them at Walmart, you know? That's how it is, you know? It's really, you can't use DNA, not like that. I mean, I can kind of agree with finding a fingerprint on somebody, you know.
Yep.
But they ain't got no fingerprints on this guy. And they didn't have no gun on him because they said it was a knife, you know. Because a gun has lands and grooves and all of that stuff, you know. The whole thing is... they're just, to me, it's like they found a scapegoat. And when they
Kershi,
do that,
it goes back to what you were saying. They said they have the murder weapon, but where's the DNA on that murder weapon if they have it? That's what gets me. Why did they find it on a button? Why did they find it on a knife case that he bumped into, supposedly? How come they didn't find it on that knife, the so-called murder weapon that they found? You know, and they find this guy's DNA in a trash can that's, what, 5 miles away? And they still blame, he's guilty, you know? That's, Washitos are wicked people, man. This, I mean, holy Christ, there's no, you know, you talk about justice. There is no such thing. It's just them is what it is. When they talk about justice, it's just us, you know, and that's the way it works. You know, there's a lot of Lakota people sitting in prison that didn't commit the crimes, but because they knew they were up shit creek, they didn't stand a chance. They pled guilty, you know, or they were found guilty by all white jury. And, you know, they didn't do it, you know, and yet they look at all these people fighting for these lifers, these Washitos that are doing life in prison, these Hasapa dudes. Have you ever heard of an Indian, them doing that to an Indian? No, they not one of those lawyers ever looked at Indian cases. Not one. If they looked at Leonard Peltier's, he'd be out right now.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing. So those people that talk about these people that find ways to get these guys out with DNA and all this other stuff, where's those people at when it comes to our brothers? There is none. There is none. That's like the Dakota 38. When they hung them, Lincoln had proof in his hand that these Dakota, the 38 Indians, didn't do that to that Washitu. But yet, because it was an election year, he had to push through with hanging those Lakota, those innocent, 38 innocent Lakotas. That's how these Washitos work. So this boy that they got, I pity him because now he's in their system. And now they're going to make a scapegoat out of it. And he probably didn't even do it. You know, I pity his parents. He's got parents. He's got a mother and a father. And I want, you know, me myself, I got heart. I wonder how they feel. Because they're probably poor. They probably can't afford a lawyer. So that's the reason why. But they have a mother and father. He probably has some sisters and brothers and grandparents that love this dude. But look at how they're treating him in the press. They got him convicted already. You know, sad.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tanshi, these guys, just these people, you know, this country is filled up with people that are nothing but haters. they hate everything. And then if we say something, they want to come and attack us, you know. You know, they act like, you know, they don't even have no clue of the real life we live. You know, like I said, they think, the outside world thinks we get freebies all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wish I got some freebies.
Yeah, they think we get freebies. They think we get casino money. They think we get this and that. But the ones who get the casino money are the ones who turn American, right?
Yep.
You know? Those,
yep. They turn,
look at all those casinos out there.
The majority of time,
but let me say this.
Themselves either. They got a bunch of cronies that are associated with the Wasichu Mafia that are running it.
But looky here, the thing is with casinos, the people running the casinos, if we were that rich from casino money, we'd just go buy the Black Hills back, buy Bear Butte, you know, the land around Bear Butte. But see, these people don't want to, once they get rich and become Americanized, they ain't going to help us. So we don't get none of that casino money. They're not out. My tribe don't get nothing from no casino. And neither does yours, Tanshi. You know, the only tribes that are getting money from casinos are guys doing good, those guys in Oklahoma, because they're full-blood Americans. They quit being native. They gave up their language. They gave up their spirituality to become Christians or whatever. And those are the kind that they get land, they make casinos on them, and they, you know, it becomes a family thing. Look what they did in California with the casinos down there. You know,
Thunder Valley,
all
of them. All these casinos in California are family owned. That's what it is, you know. There's no tribe about it. There's no group of Indians, or it's just a family that runs all these casinos. And if you go to these Indian casinos here in California, all the workforce is Oriental, all of them.
Wow.
There's no Indians. There's no Lakotas or any type of res people working at these casinos. And it's sad, you know, because in order to work at one of these casinos on here, they make you jump through hoops just to work there. You have to get certified by the state. You have to get certified by the federal government. You have to get fingerprinted. I mean, all these things just to work there. And all these Orientals are the ones that are working there. All of them. There's no Native American or so-called Lakota people working at these casinos. And that's how they run it. And yet, all these Wasichus think that we're rich, filthy rich off of casinos. No, it's just families. Families that are rich. Not the tribes. That's all I'm saying. If all these tribes, here, you know, there's a lot of little tribes here in California. A bunch of them are related. Pomos, Wailakis, there's different groups. Different tribes. They're small. But yet these casinos don't help those people out at all. And they're related to these people. But they're finding ways to disenroll their own people to get more money in their pockets. You know? It's a sick world out here. You know? And same thing with back home. Look at Tanshi. The Oglala Sioux tribe, they borrowed, what, $38 million from Shakopee, you know, another Sioux tribe in Shakopee. And now Shakopee owns that casino until that debt gets paid in full, plus whatever interest. So the Oglala Lakotas don't own that casino. They don't own those casinos there. The Shakopee tribe does. They're the ones getting all the wealth or whatever the hell it is. you know. So that's how it works. See, these other casinos that are doing good, they're not in Lakota. They're not Indian no more. Like Tanshi said, they're all Washichu. They're Washichu minded. Greed. Everything's about greed. There's nothing. I mean, they forgot about who they were. They're red white men is what they are. The only thing that keeps them going there is the so-called U number, the number that the prisoner camp number that we all carry as Lakota people. That's the only thing that they have. And a lot of these Washichus don't understand that, see. They don't see it that way because they're lied to. And they just feed these guys saying that all these Indians, government handouts to all these Indians. No, they've never given us a goddamn dime. Look at, like Country was saying, IHS, it took a big hit when the Iraq War started. IHS and Pine Ridge were shut down. One doctor for the whole tribe with about five nurses working at hospital. They took all the other doctors out there. All the money, everything was gone.
You guys got to be a little more clear because I know we all know what IHS is, but we got people that listen across the world that doesn't know what IH is.
Indian Health Service.
Indian Health Services. And I think if they understood that money is being taken from Indian Health Services, which was supposed to be guaranteed to the tribes to fund this war over in Ukraine, I think they'd get a better picture of what the hell's going on. See, they'll take from our people to help other people around the world instead of you know, leaving the monies that are supposed to be spent on our people according to the treaties, the agreements that they made with us. It's funny how that happens.
And you know, like our
Social Security is being attacked. You know, their own Social Security funds are being attacked and being funneled towards this war too.
You know, like I was saying before, the Lakota people were the only ones that had health, education, and welfare. They plagiarized it. And look at it now. Like I just said, Indian Health Service. You know, it was called Indian Health Service, but the majority of the people going and using the IHS was Washichu people because there's a no discrimination clause in that, see, because of government funding. And it was supposed to be, it's called Indian Health Service. It was just a name. So all these Washichus were using that service. And there's a lot of disappointed ranchers and farmers when all these doctors and stuff left. But yet, because it's called Indian Health Service, Indians had no say-so in what was going on. All the funding that was taken and given to Iraq, you know. So those are things that the United States government does. And they're still trying to do it. I just, like Country said, he's got to drive 250 miles to see a doctor. To go get a tooth, they got to drive 200 miles just for a tooth. And not too long ago, they had, like he said, they had everything there at these hospitals in Pine Ridge, Rosebud. They had surgeons. They had everything there. And now there's nothing. One doctor for what, 60,000 Indians? You know, that's what it is now for the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation.
Exactly. You know, it's really messed up how we have to go through all this baloney. You know what I mean? But you know, all this government stuff is something we need to learn how not to live with. You know. And that's why the important thing about it is to stop. You know, our people need to give up on drugs, alcohol, all this stuff, the problems they have. They need to give up on it, you know. But they won't do it. You can't talk to them about it, you know. You can't say nothing about it, you know.
Country, these leaders that are in in the position of power. They're the ones that their relations are the bootleggers, the drug dealers. No, that's why they get protection. You know, it's not the exchange hash out there. It's these politicians and the power that they possess. That's who's doing all this bootlegging and dope dealing, and so that's why they're untouchable. You know, and people are frustrated from that. See, because they have no say so. It's families that control. Just like down in Ukraine, families control everything, you know.
The rich, like that leader that comes over here begging from the Ukraine all the time, he's already a millionaire.
Yep.
Why don't he donate to his people? He's a millionaire. You know, he shows up here, now they're acting like he's a big Ukrainian warrior. When all he is a beggar. I mean, you know what? If I got a trouble with the guy across the road and he's too big for me to fight, and I come and ask you to help me kick his ass, but I just stand there and watch you kick his ass, and then after you kick his ass, I feel like I kicked that guy's ass. You know? That's how they are. You know? He ain't winning no war if he ain't the one kicking the ass. He ain't nobody. He's starting a war. He's in on a war. But he's having somebody else fight his battle, you know. That ain't right. You know what I mean? It just don't make no sense to me. I don't understand why people support a crybaby like that, you know. I don't know why they do that, you know. Because I wouldn't have no dignity if I asked you to help me go kick some guy's ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What the hell? You know. I mean, that's my battle. If I can't kick his ass, I just better stay away from him, right? Don't mess with him. You know, figure out a way to work with the guy or whatever. But you see, once again, the Ukrainians, they are wicked. They became wicked to the Russians. They started taking away Russians' land from them. They started destroying their businesses, raping their women, and murdering them. So, of course, the Russians start complaining, hey, man, look how we're getting treated. And the Ukrainian government ain't helping them. So Russia says, you know, our people are down there. They help you start business. Why don't you protect them? They're not protecting them. So, okay, well, we're going to go in there and start, you know, doing something about it. And that's why this war has happened, because trying to defend the Russian people. He ain't after the land. They don't need the land, you know. But the Ukraine threatened Russia with NATO and the U.S., and that's what they're doing, you know. You know, that's what it is, you know. It's pretty wicked. But Philip, our Wayne, you know, why don't you talk a little bit about that? How do you feel about that language and stuff, Cherokee language and all this stuff? How do you feel about your people?
Well, here's how I feel about it. As I said previously on other programs, the way how the U.S. Department of Education and the state, the colonial state school systems want it set up is through their procedure. They want to consider all the other students who speak their own dialect, and when they enter in a regular public school, they want to call it as English as a second language. That's what they want to classify everybody else as, who doesn't speak English as their primary language. So in other words, it's just another brainwash tactic from the Watichu to justify us, you know, as an individual who speaks English as a second language if we speak our own first. So what they're overall trying to do, and they already have done, is colonize us. But now, how do I feel about our tribe members, whether it's the Eastern Band or the regular band or whatever? Well, how I feel about them? You know what? I really don't have too much feeling for them. The reason why is because you know, they're too busy trying to be honorary white people or honorary Wachichu. It's a backstabbing tactic. It's character assassination and a political smear tactic. To all of us. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I understand, you know, and you know, I always just wonder, because it's like me, like I said earlier, you know, I have pride in my own people. I love my people, but you know, I don't have pride in the leadership when they step away and bring American leadership to my people. And like I said, I walked into a council meeting and it looked like the Beach Boys were sitting there, like I was sitting in Surf City. Guys wearing fancy sunglasses. You know what I mean? What happened? When I was a little boy, when they used to have a meeting, those were Lakotas in there, real ones. They talk Lakota to each other, you know? They talked English. If they knew someone didn't talk English, they'd interpret it. But right now, it's the other way around. They're talking English in there, and if somebody Lakota has to talk English to get his point across, you know? And it's like that down there in Pine Ridge, Cheyenne River been like that, and these other tribes, they're like that. You know, it's really, it's kind of something when we have to put up with that kind of stuff. But in order for us to survive it, Wayne and Philip and those listening, I was trying to talk to Vimber, but he took off on me someplace. You know,
I'm right here.
Now you are, but I'm done talking. Now I'm Marchinko. I went over there trying to talk to you. You was gone. You know. Anyway, I'll talk about that later. But the thing what I'm saying is we can't worry about those people no more. It's a waste of our time. Our job is ourselves. Like Tanashi prays in Lakota, and I try to interpret for you a little bit, you know, so you can learn a few words, even though it's Lakota and you're not Lakota. But what my purpose is for you to learn to be native, all of us. And you have to really, you have to really think hard about what you're doing. You know, you got to really, really think hard when you talk. But see, now I don't have to think so hard because I know where I'm at. If I have to switch to being an American for a second, I pick up on that. I don't switch to being American and don't even notice it. I notice all this stuff. And that's how we got to be. All you guys, everybody out there, you know, because we're under attack all the time. The white man is after us. They want to put us down. They want to make fun of us. They're just raunchy people. They're haters.
You know,
I don't go. Wait a minute, Bimber. I don't go over there to the Washichu to pick on them. I let them be. But they like to come over here where we're at and interfere. And they like to get in our way. They like to steal. And if they could, they would like to kill and get away with it. We know how they are. And they're disgraceful people. They're disgraceful people. Really disgraceful. The Washichu. They're in our country. And they're over here doing that. And it kind of gets on my nerves sometimes. But I shouldn't. But with that being said, you know, I wanted to, hey, Philip, what is your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I got some other things on my mind. I saw that Wayne sent me the link too, and I haven't gone on it to read it to find out what it was about. So I can't really comment on it.
I have a comment.
Well, go ahead.
I think it's just evil ways of trying to rule the world and attacking the value systems of beautiful, virtuous people. Anyone who holds any type of reverence for sacred things, they'll smash, whether it's families or sacred land, sacred ceremonies. The evil in people will kill it and smash it.
Wong Lee, where are you at?
Hey, where'd everybody go?
I don't know.
I thought my phone died.
Come on, Vimber, getting tight.
Maybe they're having a conference over what I said.
Can someone call his regular phone to be sure he's okay?
Yeah.
So,
what's that?
These Washichus, that's just the way they are. You know, they forget where they're from and who they are. You know, as far as being drunk.
They're invasive species, you know. And they come over here. Their names they carry aren't even real names. Our names come down for thousands of years. They picked up names that was made up, Benjamin Franklin and all these turkeys that showed up, made up names, made up IDs. You know, what was their real name before they came? Nobody knows that. They were all criminals, rapists,
you know,
child killers, and all of that.
What the hell's a Washington? What the hell's a Jackson? What the hell's a Jefferson? I don't understand it. They nothing.
Yeah,
they nobody.
The thing is, how did they expand so fast? Because they were inbreeding with each other. They're inbred. That's why they don't have brains. They don't have mentality. You know, they're lost. That's why they like trouble. They go out of their way to find trouble. They will come around. See, we don't even bother them, right? We're over here having our own show. But, you know, for some reason, they'll kind of whittle away around and try to get 2 cents in over here or there. But, you know, the whole thing about it is we're a strong people, and they can never take that away. Those guys came over here with their syphilis, with everything else. They only have one life to live, and that's why they're into pornography. They brought alcohol here. They talk about us being alcoholics. They're the biggest alcoholics on earth. They're the biggest sex addicts. You know, that's all they think about. They don't have no idea of what peace and harmony is. They don't know how to be friends. They don't know how to try to get along. And they don't appreciate this country that they invaded. They're destroying it. You know, they're just wicked people. And I'm glad I wasn't born one of them. You know?
Me too.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad where I'm at. You know what I mean? I'm glad that the color of my skin, the color of my hair, and I'm glad I don't look like them. You know?
You know what? When I die, I'm not gonna go to their heaven. I don't want to go there, but because of those sons of bitches, you know. That's the truth. But I'm Lakota. I'm gonna die Lakota.
Anyway, you know, it's already time to go, and I thank you, Wayne and Layla, and Philip. Just remember, we're always under attack. We're always under attack, but it's nothing. No matter what, we're over here minding our own business, but we're always under attack, and it's never going to go away because they hate us. They hate us so bad.
Truth hurts.
They will do anything, and you got to watch out for these people. They're the worst killers. The worst rapists, baby killers. Look at, they kill babies. They kill one old white guy killed his 8-year-old grandkid. Just stabbed him up. And then another one, FedEx driver white guy, kidnapped a little 7-year-old white baby girl and took her and killed her. Anyway, we got to run, you guys. Tanshi, go ahead and take us out.
Oh, say a prayer and we'll finish the show. How trunkash la tawa kan trunkake. Aunsha, lewa hita kino hia chi chung kot trunkashla. Yonshin lon al, kanchulon tamongla kapun kot trunkashla. Tang wons bichun. Ataku yash te bichosanik te lot trunkashla. Unshin kilapo, unshin kilapo, unshin kilapo. How mitaki as?
Oh. Oh. Okay. We're going to have to take off, everybody. And Doksha,
Doksha,
okay.
this guy is really, he comes on, and he's got a radio show. I found him on Facebook, and I went and blocked him. You know, he's on Facebook, but I sent you guys a link, all you guys, Wayne and
you did?
You know, just so you know how the white man really thinks about us. They're not nice at all.
Yep.
There's nothing good about them. So anybody that has sympathy for them is stupid. You know? Because
you know, Tanshi, those are the type of guys that when you confront them and when you get them, then they're the victims, like your son's a bitch and January 6th people, you know. That's the truth.
Exactly.
They act like they're the most pitiful sons.
You there? Are you guys there?